Today is the 31st of July. The church celebrates the memorial of a great saint, Ignatius of Loyola. He was born in Spain in 1491 and became a soldier. His suffering and pain led him to develop a relationship with God. Suffering can either bring us closer to God or keep us away from Him. For Ignatius, it was a reawakening that led him into a deep spiritual experience, one that led him to write his famous Steps in Spiritual Exercises. God used him to found the Congregation of the Society of Jesus, the Jesuits, who are well respected in the church today for the great work they do around the world. Amongst the many spiritual and theological developments in the Ignatian spirituality is finding God in all things. Everything we do in life must be done in God, with God, and for God. Our daily chores and human toys must all begin in God, and in God be happily ended. We remember that a few months ago, there were volcanic eruptions in Iceland that sent ash clouds over European airspace, making it difficult for planes to fly. For the security and safety of passengers, many airlines were advised to cancel their flights until it was safe. As it was the peak of the Easter holiday season, many people could not make their holidays, and those who had traveled could not return. It was a stressful moment for everyone. Families were stranded abroad. Employees could not return to their work. I remember that many of our teachers were stranded abroad for days, and the school was having lots of difficulty covering their lessons. Thousands of passengers wanted to claim compensation for their losses, but insurance companies, fearing they might become bankrupt, turned to God. They described the ash cloud as an act of God to help them avoid paying out millions of pounds. How interesting. In fact, it was very interesting to see that insurance business suddenly realized that God was responsible for creation and what happens in it. God became a major partner in their business. St. Ignatius teaches that God should always be part of what we do, and not just when we run into trouble and need bailing out. The passage from St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians is poignant to read on the occasion of the memorial of St. Ignatius. This is what St. Paul says. Whatever you eat, whatever you drink, whatever you do at all, do it for the glory of God. Never do anything offensive to anyone, to Jews or Greeks, or to the Church of God. Just as I try to be helpful to everyone at all times, not anxious for my own advantage, but for the advantage of everybody else, so that they may be saved. In this passage, St. Paul lays the foundation for St. Ignatius' teaching that we should do everything for the glory of God. Admirem Dei Gloriam. All our human activities must have for their purpose the glorification of God. Let God take glory and not us.
Seek God's face, turn from our wicked ways, and we'll get past this fire.